Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversations with church leaders about social media.
Welcome to this special edition of Social Media Church Podcast. I am welcoming Josh Michaels to this podcast. Hey, Josh, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Yeah, so a little bit about you. You are the creative director at Riverview Church in Michigan. And actually, my co-host, Neil Smith, is missing right now because it is snowing in New York, and I hope he is alive because I'm not sure. He's not responding to my calls right now, and he's actually making me a little nervous. And you were saying it's pretty cold where you're at right now, right?
Yeah, it's been about 5 degrees for the last few days, lots of snow. Definitely not a sunny California month for us.
Yeah, it was like 80 degrees yesterday. So
we had
our air on yesterday, just to be honest. I apologize in advance. But tell me a little bit about your role at your church as a creative director. I know that can include a lot of different things. So tell me what you're responsible for and what that role looks like.
Right, yeah. So our church is pretty young. Our median age is somewhere around 27. So it's a lot of people right out of college, a lot of college students, a lot of young families. So we really try and cater to that demographic. And with the modern culture is so creative, so visually oriented, just so much of our content and weekend services have a creative and visual bent. So my role is kind of overseeing and working through a lot of that. So figuring out how we can creatively tell our stories, how to creatively, like a creative context for our videos and for our graphics. So practically what I do is a lot of our series graphics that go along with each series, our environmental projection we do in our main campus auditorium. And then with that is also a bunch of the social media and video work around Riv.
Hmm. I know just talking to a lot of church leaders, and actually one of my first roles at a church, I actually worked for Saddleback Church's creative director, and now he's the global communications pastor here. And I know that world can be nutty, and there's so much to that. And I wanted to hear a little bit about your guys' process. How much is the creative like direction, the look and feel for a series to maybe the story that you guys are trying to communicate? Are you involved from the very like genesis of the series with the with your senior pastor, and what does that process look like with your role?
Yeah, so it definitely varies. Sometimes the teaching pastor will have a general idea for the direction, or will have an overall theme, and then they'll kind of present that to me and say, "Hey, make this look and sound pretty," and then I run with it. So sometimes they have like the original thought, and then other times we know that we're going to go through, say, the book of Acts, but they don't know how we're going to package it. Mm. So then I have to come up with an idea of how we're going to convey and kind of centralize this book into one idea.
Mm, that's interesting. How do you vet? Because one of the things that I'm always amazed about, especially with creatives in any role, if it's church or non-church, is that you have to be on top of your game, because I feel like, you know, things that looked nice, you know, even 5 years ago are irrelevant now. And so how do you do that with a series? Like, how do you know something actually is up to par? Do you have a group of people that you throw ideas off of? Do you have people within your, you know, do you ever throw stuff online to say, "Hey, what do you guys think about that?" Like, how do you stay on top of your game? And then how do you keep the brainstorming and kind of creative look always kind of, you know, where it needs to be, the bar high?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess that's the question of the age.
Yeah.
But I think like for keeping the bar high, I try and keep challenging myself. So tying more closely how the visuals fit thematically with the message. Mm. So it can be easy to just like say, "Hey, we're going to do like a diner theme," but that doesn't really relate to the content of the message. Like you can have a sweet set, sweet graphics, but if it doesn't relate, like, then it can just be like a superfluous design. So I more so am trying to bring graphics that are thematically related to the content that's being spoken on. So like, say if someone's in the audience and they're getting distracted and zoning out during the message, they can look and see something on the wall or something on stage that will visually tie back to the content. And then also having like large graphic ideas that people can remember and then think back to the content. So like in the fall, we did a series that had a lot of grids in it. And so that idea of a grid, if you talk with people, they'll like automatically think back to the content we talked about during that series. So just trying to challenge myself in getting that connection tighter,
I'd say. That's, I mean, and I love that idea of, and I definitely think about some of the most powerful messages and sermons I've heard in the last few years. There's always a visual element, and what I find hard, and I was curious what you guys struggle with internally there, is that, you know, with churches, the hard part is you have 52 weeks a year, you have kind of your Super Bowl. You every week you have something going on. How do you do that creatively? Like, do you try to make every week the main thing, or do you pick a couple series a year where you kind of throw out all the stops?
Yeah. So we tend to have some bigger series, that we go all out on. So we're actually this coming weekend, or like a weekend from now, we're starting through the book of Acts. And that's a 26 week series. So half a year, which is pretty sizable.
Yeah.
So like for a series like that, we kind of put a lot more into that. Whereas if we have just like a 6 week series or a 4 week series, we'll pull back a little bit. And then trying to usually on Christmas and Easter doing a little more creative pieces involved.
Yeah. Are there any processes or tools that you use creatively? You know, I don't know if there's a cool collaboration software, or are you just old school? Do you just throw up on a whiteboard and kind of get people in a room and kind of just kind of do, you know, I was listening actually to, the startup podcast, and we were talking about this before the show got up. One of the things on the startup podcast they said is that they hate the idea of brainstorming, where people are just throwing out ideas, and they actually do 60-second sketches on a whiteboard, and they kind of allow that to be their way that they kind of get, you know, the juices going. I was wondering, when you're in the early stages of planning out ideas, is there anything that you guys do that you feel like, man, if you guys did this, it would be helpful? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but I was just kind of come on, you're a creative director. This is where you got to thrive, Josh. So
right. I always have ideas. No, I mean, I think it's just, I would say more so old school. Like I'll have a sketchbook with me. If I'm driving in the car and an idea just comes to me, I'll like voice memo it to myself. Just kind of always being ready for those ideas and thinking a lot about the content. And then, yeah, so like when I'll be meeting with a teaching pastor, we'll maybe sketch on the whiteboard, or sometimes the pastor has literally no care about how things look. We have one guy here. He could care less. He's like, just do your art stuff and it'll be good.
Yeah.
So it varies series to series.
Yeah. Why do you think, if you're going to make like the 60-second pitch to somebody, like a pastor at a church who's listening to this, why do you think they should care about the way things look? Like, why is that so important?
Yeah, I think that's a big question too. But yeah. I think having a consistent voice and consistent tone, whether that be like church-wide, venue-wide, series-wide, whatever that means, having that consistency allows a viewer, listener, audience member to not be distracted so much by like the graphics that are always changing like week to week or between services. And they can see those graphics as a platform for the message. So that's kind of my goal as a creative director, to have a consistent and professional graphic environment so that there aren't typos and mistakes and subpar graphics that distract from the gospel message that's being presented on stage.
I love, especially you were saying that the average age of, you said 27 at your church?
Yeah, it's about that.
That's nuts. Like I definitely don't hear that. That's not Saddleback, I could tell you. And that's probably not a lot of the average listeners that we interact with. And so, I assume at the average age being 27, obviously, you know, a brand, a powerful look and feel is probably very valuable within your community. That's probably one way you connect with your congregation, I assume.
Yeah, I would definitely say like people can think of, will think of Riv as a very like arts and music focused church, mm-hmm. which I think is due large in part to the audience we're trying to reach.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and I, you know, if you're listening to this audio right now, you can't tell, but Josh is wearing a killer shirt right now and it represents his creative like soul so well. So you can jump on our YouTube channel and check out the raw video of this because I want the shirt.
I've got yellow pants and red kicks too.
Oh my goodness. Like you need to be like, I've seen you at conferences before. So this is perfect. Well, I was curious, and this is like, it, you don't have to share like just spiritual, like maybe Christian things, but I was curious, where do you go for inspiration creatively? Like, are you a guy that like, you know, like how does that process look like? Like who are your go-to, you know, kind of sites or people that you kind of lean towards?
Honestly, just like strolling through Pinterest a lot, just kind of seeing what trends are out there. I follow a number of designers or illustrators on Instagram, just trying to see like where things are going, trying to follow and stay up, if not ahead of trends, which is impossible, I guess, yeah. But it's a good effort, I guess. Just kind of like being present in like the design world.
I love that. I love that idea because I think a lot of church leaders can do stuff like that to get inspired, just to kind of upload on, to kind of, you know, get on Pinterest and scroll through and Instagram. And I do that a lot too, is, you know, if my mind is wandering and I can't think of something, I have my places where my mind can kind of be like my muse a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of go. And so, that is a powerful, and I've seen that being part of a couple creative teams, and I'm going to put my hands up here. I am no creative. I definitely am no, like I can pretend to be one, but I am terrible at laying things out. I don't have an eye for things. I mean, probably my clothes barely match because my wife didn't correct me. But I do know some of our best series, even Saddleback has done, there's been this unity of both a powerful message, but also a powerful visual that went around with it, or, you know, went with it. And so, I've seen the power of having a, you know, a great look and a great message to go through. And especially if you're thinking about, you know, the current generation, next generation. So it definitely makes sense to me. And I was curious with you, you know, we were talking a little bit before we got started, especially about social media. You were kind of like being a little honest and saying like, you weren't somebody that immediately got into a lot of these channels, and because you didn't necessarily see the value of it, which was interesting being in the creative director role. I always think of the creative director kind of a little bit more progressive in some of these, you know, tech kind of stuff. But, you know, tell me a little bit about how your church now sees the value of social media and maybe some of that evolution for you yourself.
Yeah. Like I mentioned to you earlier, my parents were both on Facebook before I was.
Is ridiculous. Oh my goodness. That should be like in your Twitter bio or in Facebook. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So yeah, I just really didn't use Facebook or Twitter or anything really all that much. I thought it was just kind of a like cultural noise that was too much and pointless and not necessary. But then kind of realizing that that's where people are. And so if you want to have a conversation with people, you have to be where people are. So I like, I'm not going to go start a conversation on Google+ because people are not there.
Yeah.
but like Twitter and Facebook, that's where people, and Instagram, that's where a majority of people are and are scrolling through each day. Mm. And so just trying to be present and have a voice in that like continual barrage of content that people are getting each day. So I think that's, kind of how we see social media here. I think also like our big focus at Riv is the weekend service.
Yeah.
But then trying to bring back content throughout the week so that it's not just an up down of weekend and then people aren't thinking about content throughout the week, but we're continually pushing out content so that they're thinking back to the previous message. They're reading ahead for the coming message.
Yeah.
So yeah, just kind of continually keeping people connected with what's going on and the message that's happening.
Well, I saw a little bit on your guys's Twitter account. I saw that you guys' site went down for something and you guys threw up a graphic of like, sorry, it was down. And it was pretty, it was a really cool touch. It was like, you know, everybody's site goes down at one point. I mean, that's just something that happens. Actually, we had a big technical issue this past week here at Saddleback, and we had a big overhaul and stuff happened. But I loved how you guys made it super creative and personal. It was kind of like this funny graphic, like, we're sorry, and then it's back up kind of thing. And I saw those like kind of creative touches that you kind of just invested. And I don't know, was that something that was planned? Like, oh, wait, we have this one in case, or is that something you guys just real quick put together and pushed it?
Yeah, I just did that on the spot.
Awesome.
We were having some like server migration stuff that was happening. So it was scheduled, but it wasn't supposed to go down at all.
Yeah, of course.
And then of course, when you do it, it goes down.
Yeah.
And so just responding quick.
That is sweet. Well, you guys definitely are, you know, I see your social presence, and you guys, the last question I had was, you guys use your guys' blog pretty frequently, right? Is that something you guys use to communicate pretty heavily, at least site-wise?
Right. Yeah, we do about 2 or 3 posts a week.
Wow.
And that varies from, we have a few just blog writers, and then some of the pastors will write in content every once in a while. So that's kind of how we try and keep investing with our attendees throughout the week and our RIV family, of giving them content to read and content that's not necessarily timely, but it has a like a gospel message in it, and there's takeaways that people can say they're just coming and visiting RIV site and like, hey, what's this church about?
Yeah.
They can see the blog, scroll through, and like, oh, this is what they think about this, this is what they believe. So yeah, that's kind of the vision of the blog.
Okay, cool. No, I saw a regular post from there, and I know for a lot of people, it's sometimes it becomes a burden of like regularly updating your blog. And I saw that you guys leverage that pretty regularly, and I'm assuming that's communicated in all channels. So I definitely saw that as something that's a great part of your guys' online presence. So just for everybody who's listening right now, Josh, hey, how can people stay up to date with you? What's kind of the best way for people to connect if they want to learn more?
Personally or as Riverview?
Personally. So, cause I know you do, obviously you're at Riverview Church in Michigan, but you also do, you know, you have a lot of creative pieces of design wise and video that you've done that are up on your site. So, you know, hey, this is your plug.
15 minutes of fame right here. I mean, pretty much if you search Joshua Michaels or @JH Michaels with no A, that's the one catch. There's no A in Michaels. But yeah, you can find me on the web, videos and photos and design stuff.
Sweet. And I definitely want to challenge our listeners. Definitely check out his site. There's some really cool videos. We didn't get a chance to talk through it, but his video and some of his design stuff is very powerful. So make sure you check out his website, see a little bit more about what he's doing. And I think we all could definitely learn a lot from just watching your church, especially when you think about the age. Because I think that's, especially with a lot of church leaders, we're trying to figure out how to reach that generation now, because we're not going to last if we don't reach the current kind of thing. And so I know a lot of churches are in that in between of trying to shift. Right. And so what you guys are doing is definitely helpful for the rest of us. So I want to thank you, Josh, for being on the show in this special edition of the Social Media Church Podcast. Don't forget everybody to engage with us using the hashtag SMC Podcast. And to learn more about Josh, we're going to put his website and everything about him in the show notes. So thanks, Josh, again for being with us. And
yeah, thanks for having me.
And please check out his shirt on our YouTube channel. Okay, it's beautiful. Okay, see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. Stop by socialmedia.church for the show notes and to learn more about Social Media Church. Please share this podcast with a friend and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you may be listening.